Title: Think Ableton Live 12 Subsign Breakdown for Old School Rave Pressure Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most dangerous feelings in drum and bass, that breakdown moment where the drums back off, but the room still feels like it's under pressure. The goal today is old school rave pressure. That means a sub that's simple, physical, and confident, with just enough classic rave atmosphere around it to make the crowd lean forward without muddying your low end or stealing impact from the drop. We're working in Ableton Live 12, intermediate workflow level, dock devices only. And by the end, you'll have a 16:3-2 bar breakdown where the sub feels like it's already dropping even before the drums return. First, quick setup, because this part actually affects your decisions later. Set your tempo between 170 and 174. I'll sit at 172 BPM. Pick a bass-friendly key like F, F sharp, or G. I'll use F for examples. Now, headroom. While building, keep your master peaking around -6 dB. Not because it's a rule for life, but because it keeps you honest. If you're clipping in the breakdown, the drop has nowhere to go. Also, do this now. Enable view, then in slash out so routing is easy. And drop a spectrum on the master early. You want to see where your fundamental is living and whether it's stable. Cool. Now let's build the sub instrument. Create a MIDI track and name it Sub Pressure Mono. Load operator. In operator, oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it clean. Set voices to 1. Turn glide on, and set portamento time somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of those feel controls. Too fast and you don't notice it, too slow and it turns into a cartoon slide. We want a tease, not a gimmick. Now the amp envelope. Attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds. Here's a coach note. The first 50 milliseconds is where pressure reads. A sign can feel polite if it doesn't grab quickly, so don't be afraid of a very fast attack like 0 to 2 milliseconds, as long as you don't get a click. Release. Around 80 to 150 milliseconds. If you want it tighter and club clean, even 60 to 120 can be perfect. The point is, when the note ends, it ends. No flabby tail. Sustain depends on the roll. For a breakdown pressure bed, I usually keep sustain up for held notes. If you're going for more plucky sub-punctuation, bring sustain down and use decay. But today let's start with sustained notes. Now build the pressure chain after operator, in this exact vibe-friendly order. First, EQ 8. Don't high-pass your sub out of existence. Leave the low end intact, but if the sub starts sounding like it has a cardboard box around it, dip gently in the mud zone, around 200 to 350 Hz. Gentle is the word, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. Next, saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Teacher note, this saturation isn't for distortion, it's for translation. A pure sign can disappear on smaller speakers, so we add a little harmonic content so your brain can still track the note. If you push too much saturation too early, the sub actually feels smaller because you've traded weight for fuzz. After that, auto filter. Use a low pass, 24 dB slope. Start your cutoff around 150 to 250 Hz, resonance about 10 to 20%. This filter is one of our main tension tools later. Then, utility, turn mono on. Width at 0. This is not optional in drum and bass. A wide sub is a sub that disappears on big systems. Set gain so it's controlled. You're not trying to slam it yet. Okay, now write the breakdown sub pattern. Make a 16 bar MIDI clip. Keep it minimal but intentional. In breakdowns, the sub is like a character walking into the room slowly. If it talks too much, it loses authority. Start with long notes, half notes, or whole notes. Even 2 bars per note can feel insanely strong in a club, because the system has time to pressurize. In F, a classic movement could be F, E flat, F, C, that already has old school DNA. Now add 1 or 2 slides, only 1 or 2. Use overlapping notes so glide actually engages. Slide into a key note like the root, but keep it rare. If everything slides, nothing feels special. Here's a nasty pressure trick. Hold a note for 2 bars, then mute everything for a quarter bar right before a fill or a stab. That tiny vacuum makes people lean in because the room literally lets go and then refills. Now we need movement without bringing full drums back. This is where Ghost Sidechain is your best friend. Create a new MIDI track named SE Ghost. Load a drum rack, pick a short, clicky kick sample. We do not want to hear it, it's just a trigger. Program either a halftime pulse, like one hit every half bar, or a 4x4 pulse on every beat. If you want classic rave tease, 4x4 is the language. If you want it subtler and more DNB breakdown coded, halftime is cleaner. Now go to your sub-pressure mono track and add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to SC Ghost. Settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Listen for bounce. Not choking. If the sub feels like it's being punched in the face, ease off the threshold or lengthen release a bit. If it feels like nothing is happening, shorten release slightly or add a little more reduction. And here's a variation you can try once the basic one is working. A two-ghost sidechain method. Keep your gentle ghost pump, but add a second ghost trigger that only hits at phrase ends, like the last beat of every two bars. Sidechain that one a little harder. The result is the breakdown breathes normally, but it gulps into transitions. That gulp is very rave. Now let's add the old school air. The sub is the star, but air and space make it feel bigger. Create a group called Rave Atmos. In there, make a noise bed. Use operator noise oscillator, or wavetable noise if you prefer, but operator is fine. Filter it with auto filter high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Keep it out of the low mids. Then add echo. Set time to an eighth or a quarter. Feedback 20 to 35%. Use the filters inside echo to keep it dark, like low pass around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add reverb. Decay 3 to 6 seconds. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Teacher warning. Reverb in the low end is one of the fastest ways to destroy sub authority. Always low cut the reverb return. Now add one classic rave signifier, a stab or a vocal one shot. Place it every 2 to 4 bars. Keep it sparse. Process it with a little redux or saturator, then echo, and keep ping pong off if you want that stable, centered old school feel. Add auto pan very subtly, like 10 to 20%, just for motion, but keep these elements quiet. If your stab is louder than your sub in the breakdown, you're not building pressure, you're starting a different track. Now we automate tension. This is where Ableton Live 12 workflow shines, but the key is restraint. Pick 2 to 4 automations, not 10, and think in phrases, like 4-bar sentences. Here are your best options. Option 1. Auto filter cutoff on the sub. Start around 120 to 180 Hz. Slowly open it to maybe 250 to 500 by the end. What you're doing is revealing harmonics. It's like the sub is stepping closer to your face. Option 2. Saturator drive on the sub. Ramp from 1 dB up toward 4 to 6 dB near the end. But be careful. Too much harmonic content and the sub loses that pure floor shake authority. Option 3. Reverb send on the Atmos group. Increase it into the last 4 bars. Then hard cut the reverb half a bar before the drop. That cut is impact. That's you pulling the air out of the room. Option 4. Utility gain on the sub. Tiny rise. Like half a dB to 1.5 dB over the whole breakdown. Subtle. But psychoacoustically it works. Classic rave move. In the final bar, do a 1-beat low pass sweep down, closing the filter right before the drop. It feels like the system is inhaling. And here's an alternate tension method if you don't want the obvious filter open sweep. Keep the filter mostly fixed, and automate sidechain release time shorter toward the end. Shorter release reads as more urgent, more fast breathing. You can also shorten note length slightly later in the phrase, so the bass feels more impatient without adding notes. Now, breakdown drums. Pelotal. Jungle coded. We're not bringing back the full groove. Create a group called breakdown drums. Add a very low closed hat for a little grid. Add a snare build that speeds up, like half notes to quarter to eighth. Add a filtered break slice ghost if you want that behind the wall jungle memory. Process the drum group with a EQ8 high pass at 150 to 250 Hz. Keep the low end protected. Add drum bus with drive around 5 to 15%, boom off or extremely low. You can automate a low pass on the drum group opening slightly over time. If you have roar and you like it, you can add it lightly for texture, but keep it away from the sub. The breakdown low end should still feel clean and deliberate. Now let's do a practical 16-bar arrangement map that just works in a club. Bars 1 to 4, sub enters, simple sustained notes. Atmos bed is there, but subtle, maybe tiny hats, optional. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the ghost sidechain pulse. Introduce a filtered break ghost if you want. Start opening the sub filter slightly. Bars 9 to 12. Add the stab or vox call every 2 bars. Start a sparse snare build. Ease the saturator drive up a bit. Bars 13 to 15. Snare build gets faster. Add risers. Increase reverb on Atmos. Open the sub filter a bit more but keep the fundamental intact. Watch spectrum and make sure you're not smearing your low end. Bar 16. the pre-drop moment. Either half a bar of silence or near silence. Kill the drums, cut the reverb return, and dip or stop the sub for a quarter to half bar. Add a tiny vocal pickup or micro fill. Then drop. If you want an arrangement upgrade that's super effective, instead of full silence, do a last bar bandwidth choke on your entire breakdown group. Put an auto filter on the breakdown group, not the master. Automate high pass up and low pass down during bar 16 so everything feels narrow and band limited. Then the drop hits and suddenly the spectrum returns wide and tall. That contrast is perceived as power. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't let the sub be stereo. Mono it. Don't saturate too hard too early. Keep authority. Don't run out of headroom in the breakdown. The drop needs to feel bigger. Don't let reverb carry low frequencies. Low cut it. And don't overcomplicate the sub pattern. Pressure comes from weight and restraint. Before we wrap, here's a super practical monitoring trick so you don't overcook. Temporarily on the master, add utility and hit mono to check compatibility. Add EQ8 with a steep low cut at 25 to 30 Hz, just temporarily, to reveal if you're relying on subsonic energy you can't really hear. Then put spectrum after it and watch whether your fundamental is stable. Disable this chain before exporting, it's just for checking. And one more sound design extra for translation, especially if you want it to read on a phone speaker without turning into a mid-bass.